Sometimes I try to think about the great people I love, Walt Whitman being one of them. And Whitman seems to see such a shine perishing republic, Robinson Jeffers says in one of the alternative versions of the national anthem. But lately I've begun to think that it's a great surprise to me that Pat Buchanan does not carry the state of Arizona. You know, I don't have this view. I love Whitman so much, but he seemed to feel so good about people as though they were primarily sexual. You know, and it seems that people would be fine if they were just sexual, but they have to go and have ideas, and I'm one of them too. For a while I lived in North Alabama after I got out of graduate school, and I really didn't realize where I was living, and I was going into town one day and I saw this Ku Klux Klan meeting, and it wasn't a small meeting. It suggested that many of my neighbors perhaps were members of the Klan, and I started thinking about Whitman in relationship to this, and I was feeling very depressed about this, I guess. Moment of Whitman. Coming down Sand Mountain, many things moved with me in the car. Cosmic aphasia after a spat. A staticky Jonathan Winters tape, the best of the Rolling Stones. And then I saw them, hatless, ungoverned, decamping from the church. A thread that flared to rope and sprawled across the parking lot and knotted under trees. The bald and freshly permed, many with dark coats and red ties or matching purses and shoes. Innocuous farmers with their retinues of fledgling weightlifters. Maiden aunts of philosophy students. Ex-coaches of insurance salesmen and guidance counselors. Architects plotting the aesthetics of Alabama savings and loans. Great flocculent femme fatales trailing the mountainous sexual wonder of 16-year-old boys. Walt Whitman, snow jobber and cataloger of American dreams, demographer of miracles. There was just that instant there. I boiled them in one glimpse and thought they'd maybe caucused for a wedding or a death. Or did they love the Lord so much they'd come on Sunday, Wednesday, and now again on Friday afternoon? And some of these, too, I guessed, had formed the mob I'd seen Saturday 2 weeks before that looked so magisterial, stentorian, Greek, as it uncoiled in a stark festoon of white sheets and dunces' peaks towards some vitriolic welder's speech against Earl Warren, Satan, the communists, the niggers, and the Jews. Distinguish them singly, or mark them in the curve where they began to blur and fade along the Piedmont of fescue, Anguses, and machines. Were these the faces you cheered westward, and numinous bodies yet unpublished in the secret pages of the grass? Or does the flying vision always fracture on closer inspection of a part? Another mile of farms, the mountains sank to hills, a sorghum mill, a spotted mule, and then, emblazoned on a barn, a painting of a waterfall where later I would stop and grip the rail and watch the violent, white, transfiguring stalk of water that seemed to rear as it drove down and shattered on the rocks and clarified beyond in many little streams that muddled on and vanished in the trees. And just that way, I thought that death might settle into things. And still, father of joy and understanding, I did not leap. I stood there glowing under the patient faces of the leaves.